The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Friday. He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we
what
do?
What up, dog? We give the people what they want.
Jalen, the Pistons beat the Lakers. We have a surprising little streak from the Rockets and potentially
Detroit.
A subtweet from Tom Brady. But we start with your birthday, my brother. Tomorrow's
Best
your official birthday,
but
we will celebrate
more.
You today. You turn 48 on Saturday. You'll be on Countdown. And we here at Jalen and Jacoby just wanted to celebrate you every single day of the year, but especially today. So we have a little package we put together. Let's take a look at Jalen Rose on his birthday.
Jalen is great because when your best player is one of your most unselfish, it just rubs off on everybody. He brings the confidence and kind of a swagger to the team, and I think we all appreciate that.
All right, Jalen, don't hug Morgan, don't need it, don't trash talk it.
Jalen Rose from the University of Michigan.
Jalen Rose with a steal. Rose prances in for the step.
Flash, bullseye, got it, baby. What a tough move by Jalen Rose.
They've got 6 seconds to shoot. Rose for three. Jalen Rose hits the reverse. He's got Rose on his left, gives it up to him, and he slaps it home.
Bulls can take the lead here.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful bounce feed to Hassel for
what
the flush.
Great play. Jalen beginning to heat up, per usual, in the fourth quarter. Jalen for three, ring it up.
Right.
On the drive, Jalen Rose and one.
Yes, sir.
Happy birthday, Jalen Rose. We wanted to celebrate you when you were skinny and athletic and getting buckets in the National Basketball Association. And we also wanted to say that we love the idea and just the honor that we get to spend every Monday through Friday with you, my brother. It's your birthday. Happy birthday.
I love you. I love our teammates that work on this show that make us look good on a daily basis. I'm forever grateful for my family, my friends, my career. And on this day, I really needed that cheer, Jacoby, because I haven't been in a celebratory mood like you know I normally am around my birthday. I haven't talked much about it publicly, and I didn't realize we were going to start the show like this. But since we are starting the show like this, the reason why this birthday has been different is because my special mother, Jeannie Rose, is currently under home hospice care. And my family's done an amazing job of pulling together the love and the support that she's gonna need throughout this journey. And it's been a tough few weeks, but this show is therapeutic for me. As you know, we pride ourselves in showing up every day and giving the people what they want. And I just want to wish my mother great health. That's all I want for my birthday.
Well, your nephew Troy said that your mother, Jeannie Rose, is feeling strong today. And we want that as well. And you know what? It was nice of the Pistons to give you a gift as well. Because last night, the Pistons were taking on what many consider the NBA championship favorite Los Angeles Lakers. And what did the Pistons do last night for your birthday, Jalen Rose?
All I know is I said, hey, Ma, the Pistons playing the Lakers tonight. She's like, they got LeBron James. That's all she said. But shout to the Pistons because that's a big-time victory, Jacoby.
Mm-hmm.
And Wayne Ellington, for those that don't know, is leading the league in three-point percentage. Blake Griffin scored over 20 points for the first time in a really long time. Mm. Plumlee had a double-double, and Rose had double-figure points. Held LeBron James to 2 points in the second half. Of course, they were playing without Anthony Davis, but it was a big-time win by my hometown squad.
It's so fun to watch the evolution of an NBA player because Blake Griffin was so popular for his lob catching, his dunks, and athleticism. And now he's just like an old veteran out there. He shot 10 threes last night. He's always looking to pass instead of shoot. But it was an impressive win from the Lakers. But you also noticed something that the Lakers were doing without AD that you found interesting and involves a gentleman by the name of Kyle Kuzma. What was that, Mr. Rose?
Yes, there's somebody that's a veteran in the league and I follow real closely, clearly, and been traded a couple of times. When a player returns home, you want the guys on the team to give them their two tickets so they don't have to buy more for their family and friends. You want to feed them the ball so they look good in front of their hometown friends to get a chance to watch the TV on local cable. But it also seemed like they were going to him almost like they were shopping him, like they were almost feeding him an opportunity. And so I'm not saying that the Lakers are looking to move Kyle Kuzma. I am saying that I've been featured before I got traded. And while I was watching the game, because you know that's my nephew. So I'm like, okay, they're giving him the ball. They really giving him the ball. And I'm like, they giving him the ball.
Again?
I'm like, hold on, they shot. Yeah, exactly.
Called another play for Kyle Kuzma?
So it was good to see him ball. But that did stand out to me.
Absolutely. There was another significant game in the Western Conference last night, and that was between the Portland Trail Blazers and the Houston Rockets. And the Rockets have now won 4 straight games. Certainly better off than their trade partner, the Washington Wizards. But what do you feel about this Rockets team? Are they a playoff team? Could they challenge in the first round? What do you think of their 4-game win streak?
I feel like the Rockets have done a fantastic job of reinventing itself. Think about the last time you've seen a playoff team in the offseason trade one of the top general, let go of one of the top general managers, one of the top coaches, and an MVP candidate, but still play good basketball while also planning for the future with the multiple draft picks they have coming. And Victor Oladipo is in the final year of his contract. And when he's healthy, he's an all-star. So is John Wall. They're in the same backcourt. Boogie Cousins. It didn't necessarily work out for him with Golden State or the Lakers. He playing for his basketball life. And last but not least.
Who's that?
You know it breaks my heart to watch Christian Wood play basketball for another team that's not in Detroit.
I know. We knew it.
We
knew it.
Last year, I remember calling Jacoby. Jacoby and I talking on the phone last March, April. And he like, these trash Pistons. And we like, but Christian Wood can ball.
Yes,
y'all got something in him. At least he can ball. And then in the offseason, we lose him. But I'm happy for him, as you know. I'm really happy
Absolutely.
For him. And when he was in Detroit, I called him the discount Anthony Davis. And 3 years, $40 million is actually that for him. Because
Absolutely.
He's going to get a mega deal in 3-2-1.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations, Christian Wood. You got your way out of Detroit. And we have a Super Bowl coming up in just a week and a couple days. And we have some interesting sound from a gentleman by the name of Tom Brady, who will be under center for the Buccaneers, about his head coach and perhaps maybe a little hint about something about his previous head coach. Let's listen.
He's a great man. He's a great leader. He's a great person. He's, you know, a great friend. He's very loyal. He's just got a great way about communicating effectively with everybody around here. And everybody has a great affection for him, for the person he is. There's nobody that ever would say anything bad about BA. He's so endearing to everybody. And I think everyone wants to win for him.
Jalen, I'm going to do the media thing and read way too much into this. While he is celebrating Bruce Arians, he does mention some things that are basically the polar opposite personality-wise from Bill Belichick. Is this kind of, sort of, maybe a little bit of a sneak diss for his previous head coach, Bill Belichick?
I understand why you want to do the media thing and look at it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, one of the things I like to stress in sports, I'm smelling my underarms.
Okay.
Because winning is the best deodorant. That's all this is.
Mm-hmm.
If they would have got knocked out in the first round of the playoffs, he would never say Bruce Arians' name again into a microphone until next year if he decided to come back. But since they won, of course we all want to win for him. We want to win for Scotty Miller. We want to win for AB. We want to win for the Tampa fans. We want to be the first team to do it in this home arena. But you know who I really want to win for? Me. I want to win for me. Because if I get my seventh championship without Bill Belichick and the Patriots, y'all got to bow down and kiss all seven of these rings. That's really what he was saying.
Jalen, it is time for some very important news that matters. Jalen, as we celebrate your birthday and the passage of time, I think it's very important to recognize just how quickly time flies. And in just 15 years, scientists are saying that humans could leave this planet and live on an asteroid belt colony. Jalen, just 15 years from now, you'll be turning, in 15 years, you'll be 85. Mm. You'll be turning 85 in 15 years. Can you see yourself living on a floating asteroid belt colony? I have a little visual of what it would look like.
I'm not gonna be able to do it.
No?
Here's the thing, Jacoby. We can all appreciate the things that are happening outside of this earth, outside of the things that we see.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's time to go to outer space, if you notice, 99% of the people look a lot more like you than me. I am not going. I don't want to visit. I don't want a short stay. I don't want any of that. I want to be 85 on Earth. That's what I want to be doing. With the new technology.
Well.
Imagine, that's 20 years ago. 20 years ago, I had a beeper. Now I got an iPhone. But here's what I like about y'all birthday intro. I'm going to throw y'all a lob right here. I like that y'all stopped my career after the Bulls.
At the Bulls.
I like that. I appreciate that,
too. I noticed that, too. We just disregarded the Knicks and the Raptors and everybody else. Jalen, we got a couple birthday messages for you on this special episode of Jalen and Jacoby. Big shout to your nephew, Troy, who made this possible. Let's listen to some people that want to wish you happy birthday.
Happy, happy birthday, Dad. I'm so thankful for you and all that you do, and I hope you have the most amazing birthday.
Happy birthday, Dad. I love you so much. Thank
Ryan,
you for everything you do for
G-Money!
Me. Especially giving me the hype, because that was very helpful. I hope you have the best day. I love you so much.
We're celebrating Jalen Rose's birthday today. We have some future messages, and we have a lot more from the world of sports. Make sure you stay tuned. You're watching a special episode of Jalen and Jacoby.
I got some queens. Those is queens right there.
Coming to you live from Pier 17, the South Street Seaport, and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to a special Jalen Rose birthday edition of Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, since it's your birthday, you decide what we discuss. It is time for Keep It Moving.
Woo!
To discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, we will keep it moving, and we start with some words from... I love it when you drink from the boss. We start with some words from Tony Romo about the pressure on Mahomes.
Hit the brakes.
Keep it moving or hit the brakes. Let's listen to Tony, who will be calling the Super Bowl, about the pressure on Mahomes.
This is the biggest game Patrick Mahomes will ever play in for the rest of his career. It's the only way to catch Tom Brady. He has to win this game. If he loses this game, he cannot catch Tom Brady, in my opinion.
The Super Bowl will be on CBS. Tony Romo on the call. Jalen, what do you think about him saying if he doesn't beat Brady in this game, he can never, ever, ever, no matter what, be considered the greatest quarterback of all time?
A terrific, wonderful comparison just came to me right now when I heard that sound. Buckle up. Open your ears, fans and media, and feel free to take this as your own thought. What he's saying is not accurate, and let me tell you why. Because LeBron James doesn't need more rings than Michael Jordan for people to say he's the GOAT.
Mm-mm.
It's generational. The people who didn't get a chance, Tony, to see Tom Brady's first 10 or 15 years of his career, in 10 or 15 years from now, they're going to be saying Patrick Mahomes is the GOAT. If Brady has seven and he has four, see Michael Jordan and LeBron James debate.
It's a good
Drops
point.
Drops Mike.
Jalen, I have potential destinations where Deshaun Watson could take his talents. Would you like
hit
to see those keep moving or hit the brakes? We'll hit the brakes.
Might be a Lion
take a look
one day.
At what I consider, no, what I consider the top five destinations for Deshaun Watson. What do you think is the best for him and what do you think is the most realistic?
You look handsome on that picture. Here's the thing, dog. These are just some window shoppers. Jets, Dolphins. It's because they have the assets.
Mm-hmm.
The real deal is how can we get them to the Rams? I'm about to give y'all the play. The Jets and the Dolphins have the assets to get it done. Mm-hmm. But if we're just talking about where it will be the most lit, the Rams. I need to see him on the team with Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald. That's what I personally need to see. Or even the 49ers, who, by the way, I remember arguing about Dak Prescott's deal with Carson Wentz, Jared Goff, Jimmy Garoppolo. And all I know is the 49ers and the Rams are ready to move on from those guys. And Dak's value went up by not playing football.
Well, the elephant in the room is that Deshaun will ultimately decide where he plays football because he has a no-trade clause in his contract. Jalen,
Deshaun,
you have an update,
but I know what you mean,
on the career of Big Ben Roethlisberger. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Big Ben, if I'm the, hey, you know what? If I'm the Steelers, in my Biggie voice, I don't want that old thing back. Keep it moving.
$41 million cap.
We keep it moving.
Well, the Suns have been struggling lately, but they beat the Warriors last night. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes on this.
The Suns beat the Warriors, and a gentleman by the name of Kelly Oubre Jr. had himself a tough night. 1 for 11 from the field. What do you think about the Suns and Oubre playing poorly?
I mean, the young wings for the Suns, I love them. I love them. I love Johnson, and I love the kid from Villanova. I love both of them. They're terrific wings, and Ayton down low. Chris Paul is going to continue to teach those guys and make them better. And if and when Devin Booker is healthy, the Suns are a team that's going to be a threat to knock off somebody in the playoffs. But I want to talk about the Warriors and two players. First, Steph Curry. Do you know that was the third time that he's outscored the other four starters in a basketball game this year? Did you know that?
Wow. This
Steph
year?
Curry alone, three times this year, has outscored the other four human beings that got played to start a basketball game that night. You know the only other person that that's happened to this year? You know the answer. Tell me. You know the answer. Well, Bradley Beal. That's the only other person that that's happened to this year. Now, let me tell you guys something about Kelly Oubre. This is a teaching moment for everybody. One of my guys, I remember standing on the table for Meek Mill when people was dissing him. Right now, I'm going to stand on the table for Kelly Oubre, and I'm going to teach everybody something. This is why he isn't performing well with the Golden State Warriors. That style don't fit his game. They play a little too fast offensively. They like to do constant motion. Run and cut like your hair on fire because Steph is the best player to do that. One of Steph's best attributes is to pass and relocate. The pass and get screened away. So now you got all perimeter players having to play at that breakneck speed. And Kelly Oubre is not a breakneck speed offensive player. So mark my words, he's going to go somewhere else. He's going to play a lot better. And people are going to rewind this tape. It's all because the tempo that the Golden State Warriors play with. He didn't forget how to play basketball.
Jalen, do you remember my brief love affair with the robot, Sophia? I've got an update on her status.
Hit the brakes.
Well, you know, me and Sophia went back and forth a little bit, and she ultimately ghosted me. But now we just learned that there'll be mass production of Sophia-like robots moving forward, increasing my chances of landing Sophia in a romantic relationship. Jalen, what do you think about the mass production of these humanoid robots?
All I know is you better get on Joey Jacoby bandwagon, because I heard she executive producing Wendy Williams' documentary that's coming on this weekend. So you
she
need to
10 o'clock on Lifetime.
Allow Sophia to you need to allow Sophia to be a part of your dreams and focus on your reality.
I have no idea what my wife is doing with me. She directed a documentary on Wendy Williams that airs at 10 o'clock on Saturday on Lifetime. Jalen, as we continue, people just want to give you love on your birthday episode. We have some words from your former basketball teammate, my former Celebrity Family Feud teammate, Jimmy King.
I saw Sir Jinx bailing. Then I hit a left of Ruth Ellen. What up, Lope? What up, my brother? Happy birthday, Sir Jinx.
Jay love Rose, you, family.
Jimmy Jam. Yo, Fab Five brother. Yo, Blood brother. Yo, Back Court brother. Yo, we ain't gonna say that, but happy birthday. I love you. Enjoy one of the hardest working men I've ever known and to know. I love you. Enjoy your day.
That's love. That's love.
I didn't understand most of that.
He stole my Gangstar's tape when I first got to Ann Arbor, and he never gave it back to me. Still to this day.
Come on, Jimmy, run the Gangstar tape. We'll be back with more on this special edition of Jalen and Jacoby. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, we're celebrating your birthday, and here's your wife, Molly Karam Rose.
Hey, hey, I want to give a huge birthday shout out to my husband, Jalen Anthony Rose. Jalen, I can't believe when we first met, you were still playing for the Knicks. I was in grad school, and I'm so blessed to have you in my life all these years. I'm so proud of the man that you've become. I fell in love with your heart. You're such a beautiful, warm, generous spirit, and I am so grateful to have you in my life. I cannot wait to celebrate with you, and I know this has been the most challenging year of your life, but please remember, I love you unconditionally. I'm here for you forever and always, and God's got us, and I have plenty of surprises, and I can't wait to celebrate with you when you get back home.
I appreciate the love. That was very generous. Also, anybody that's ever said the name Jalen, heard the name Jalen, or named someone Jalen, pray for my mother, Jeannie Rose, who created the name. Thanks for the love.
So, Jalen, we had a very special birthday edition for you. I know you're not in the celebratory mood. First of all, we got to give a big shout. Wish health and strength for your mom, Jeannie Rose, one of the greatest women talked to in my whole entire life. And we also have to shout out Troy for getting some of those videos together. Big shout to your daughter for showing up on the show, Jimmy King showing up on the show, and, of course, your wife, Molly Karam Rose. Now, a couple things. During the break, after Jimmy King was listing all the things that you were, backcourt brothers and teammates, and he was about to say something and then realized that he was on national television and didn't say it. What was he about to say, Jalen? Give the podcast exclusive people what they want.
Oh, you want the off-wax wax.
Yes.
A couple of things. Well, he shared with y'all one of my street nicknames, Jinx.
Jinx!
That name came from just the prediction business. And respectfully, if you cross me business, that's actually where that name came from. And also, I loved Ice Cube. And once he left NWA and he made that line, the Jam said, "Saw Sir Jinx." I used to say that all of the time. I think it was 91. It was the year Desmond won the Heisman, because we was on them about doing the Heisman polls. People sleep that we was in school the same year. They were playing against Washington, and we was shooting dice. They was playing in the Rose Bowl. We was shooting dice. And what's the name of his second album? I forget the name of his second album. I don't know why I'm drawing a blank.
America Because Most Wanted?
No, that was his first album. That was his first solo. His second solo album with
Death Certificate?
I don't know why I'm drawing a blank. Death Certificate. Mm-hmm. With no Vaseline and all of that. Yes. Man, that was like 30 years ago. Thank you, Reg the Ledge. And so steady mobbing starts, and you know I don't cuss, but I just want to say what I'm saying to get the full effect. The beginning of the steady mobbing says, God damn, the bigger the cap, the bigger the pillin. And I was licking them so much playing dice that I was paying somebody to keep starting that song over. So it was like my soundtrack, and I was hitting them, Jacoby, so it kept saying, God damn. God damn. God damn. And I was killing him. Okay. And so that's when Jimmy and I were backcourt mates. What he was about to say, and by the grace of God, I want to say this to encourage, not to celebrate. When you make dumb decisions, you get punished. And frankly, there have been multiple times in my life, and I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one, but we're talking about me, so I'm gonna own it. There have been plenty of times in my life where I had drinks and I got behind the wheel. There's been plenty of times in my life that that happened. But you know when it hasn't happened since? 10 years ago. And when they started having Ubers. And so, what Jimmy was about to say was backcourt mates and cellmates. Because while I was sitting down for those 16 days, he had to sit down for a couple of days too.
Huh.
And I remember being on the inside, and he'll justify this for you. He'll clarify this for you. I was on the inside. And I'm trying not to tell too much of his story because I know he would want to tell it because I know he ain't ashamed of it. But I'm not going to tell his part of why he was in jail.
Sure.
Why he got picked up to come to jail for a couple of days. But what I will say is I was on the inside and knew that they was looking for him. So I called them and told them. I was like, X, Y, and Z, you on their radar? He like, how you calling me from there and you telling me that they looking for me? I'm like, dog, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, dog. And Jacoby, 3-4 days later, Jimmy King, right next to me. Backcourt mates and cellmates.
Do you smile your when favorite you see back, him? Are you happy to see him or sad to see him?
I am, and again, I am not celebrating this for anybody that can hear my voice. But being on the inside, frankly, is just being on the outside when you see somebody you know. You're still happy to see him. You still say what up. I was actually mad at him. Because I'm like, I told you, dog. I told you they was coming to look for you. I told you it was on their radar. He's like, what do you expect me to do? I can't not leave the house forever. Like, what are you talking about? And I was like, yeah, I guess. So that's what he was talking about. Backcourt mates.
I never knew that story.
And cellmates.
You never told me that story.
10 toes down.
You never told me that story, Jalen Rose. True. You know what? Even after 10 years, you still got new stories. I really appreciate that. I really appreciate that, Jimmy Rose.
And you know what? I want you to ask him, Jacoby, if and when you talk to him on and off wax, ask him how I was getting us food on the inside.
I will.
And how I was getting us phone calls on the inside.
I'll report back to our podcast listeners. I'll report back. Well, that's what your best friends are for, being with you during the dark times and the light times. You know, and I appreciate that this birthday is celebrated. You know, it's not gonna be the same for you because of what your mother's going through, but the whole staff and myself are going through it with you. We are here to support you and we love you very much. And you know, this is your day, buddy. This is your day.
That's mutual.
And, you know, I don't say nice things about you, but you're one of the kindest, most generous, most giving people I've ever met in my whole entire life. And I owe so much to you, and we really appreciate you in the Jacoby household.
That's
Uncle
mutual.
Jalen's the best.
That's mutual.
So, Jalen.
That's mutual.
We're talking about the Jacoby household. I just want to make the announcement again that my wife's movie she directed about Wendy Williams is airing on Lifetime, 10 p.m. Saturday. I just want to tell you, so you got to do a lot of interviews with the main subject in the movie. And one interview she did with Wendy Williams, a little teaser, a little spoiler. She shows up to do the interview with Wendy Williams. Wendy Williams is eating caviar and dipping Doritos in caviar. Just to give you the visual. She's lying on her couch in her apartment, dipping Doritos in caviar and eating it. And then my wife is like, do you want to finish that up before we do the interview? She's like, no, I'm going to do the interview like this. So in the movie, during the interview, she's dipping Doritos in caviar. And Wendy's doing a lot of press to promote the film. And one of the things that she let out is that she had a one-night stand with Method Man back in the 90s. Now, Jalen, a couple questions for you. If you hook up with Wendy Williams, isn't that kind of like hooking up in the middle of Central Park? Like, isn't that like everyone's going to know about it? Like, if you hook up with the person who spills all the tea, can you really expect her to keep it quiet?
Family, let me tell you something. Shout to Method Man, who crushing it on Power.
We keep it moving.
And he contributes to our show every day. Absolutely, Reg the Ledge. You're exactly right about that, Jacoby. And I was always conscious of that.
We keep it moving.
One of the first people I interviewed for Renaissance Man was Angela Yee from The Breakfast Club. Mm-hmm. And you know where I'm about to go. There was a point in time where Angela Yee, Angie Martinez, and Wendy Williams were pre-TMZ. They knew everything about everybody. Them and Page Six, they knew everything about everybody.
Wendy, on Hot 97 was the hottest hip hop. It still is the hottest hip hop channel. And Wendy had a full hour where they didn't play any music. Like, she had a full hour where all she did was gossip, and that was the best hour of the day. You know, it's like they didn't play any music. It was just Wendy just gossiping about this and that. And it was pre-TMZ, pre-internet, pre-everything. If you didn't get it from that hour on Hot 97, I think it was 4 to 5, then you just ain't getting it. You ain't getting it. God, I love that so much. I miss Hot 97.
I'm going to reach out to Wendy and get her an interview to promote the documentary and give her a shout out. And the reason why I bring that up as a public figure, an athlete, a celebrity, or whatever you want to call me, is your Method Man point. The first thing I said to Angela Yee is, you know I've been avoiding you for like 15 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, whenever I come into the place and I see you, I'm gone. I don't know if you realize that. You know what I'm saying? So I am just happy now that we can kick it on The Breakfast Club. And I'm just happy now we can kick it on Renaissance Man. Because Jacoby, tell him, Jacoby, you from the East Coast. Repeat what you just said. Pre-TMZ, Angie Martinez, Angela Yee, and Wendy Williams, did they not know everything about everybody?
Especially Wendy, but those three, they were Us Magazine, Time Magazine, Page Six, TMZ, Twitter, Instagram, Shade Room. They were all that. They were all of that in three minds. That's it. None of those other things existed. It was just those three ladies and a microphone in the airwaves of Hot 97 in New York City. And man, it was what a time to be alive.
It's a reason.
Things were so simpler back then.
For you youngsters out there, and I know y'all see Envy, big shout, Sharla, big shout, and Angela doing their thing on The Breakfast Club. And you'll appreciate this comment. It's kind of like the people that now see us on ESPN. Mm-hmm. Well, our show started around the same time. And we're around the same age. And being cool with them and following what they do, you might see her now and be like, why does she got the respect of the game? You might see Wendy Williams now, like, why is she on daytime TV? Like, like for real, Oprah style.
What's her origin story?
Yeah. It's because, trust me, they earned the equity of the industry over decades.
Mm-hmm.
And so I need to watch the Salt and Pepper doc, and I definitely need to watch this Wendy Williams doc. And I'm going to enjoy it because, unlike my brother Method Man, I knew to stay away.
Well, we don't know. Method Man's about to release a statement. He's about to release a statement and be like, I don't know what she's talking about. That never happened. Did not happen. I don't even know if it happened. Wendy just be saying stuff.
Tell the audience what Method Man should have did when he saw Wendy.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
She said she gave him a bath.
And not only did she say, and here's the thing. Also, she could have told, well, she's trying to promote a documentary. I was about to say, she could have told about the one night stand without telling about his marital situation at the time.
Well, she said it was the 90s, so I think this was pre-Man marriage. So I think he was living different back then. He was living different back then. Big shout to Method Man. Okay. I have no idea if this happened.
But either way.
Who knows? According to Wendy, something went down. But, you know, shout to Wendy Williams. Everyone,
well, here's what
that.
I have to say before you move on. And I can tell you want to move on. But here's what I want to say. Right now, today, and tomorrow, it's your chance to be the number one Joey Jacoby groupie. Because when she starts getting the Jason Air treatment and she starts doing all these amazing projects and stuff like that, somebody gonna tell her about your relationship with Sophia, the blow-up doll.
Oh, hey, man. Oh, no. Don't disrespect Sophia like that. She's not a blow-up doll. She's a humanoid robot. Not a blow-up doll. That's rude. Call my girl a blow-up doll. I mean, it's your birthday. I guess you can get away with it. But I'll always be Joey Jacoby's biggest fan. Big shout to Zwa. I don't know how she does it. Now she's show running another show, directing that, getting all kinds of gigs to direct other things. I'm definitely the weak link in this power couple.
First, I'm going to stack my flow.
So
get it.
You also said something about that the big Pistons win against the Lakers. I was watching it kind of like I was watching the Sixers-Lakers game, being like, they're going to come back and win this, right? Like, they're going to come back. And they almost did against the Sixers. They didn't do it against the Pistons. Didn't even come close to coming back. But you mentioned something about the way they were using Kyle Kuzma. It felt like it triggered you. Like it was personal for you. Explain to the people why you, in detail, what you were hinting at.
So I'm gonna give people a snapshot of my media day. When our show comes on, usually it's like players and family members hitting me about things we say.
Okay.
From all over the league. When I'm doing Get Up, it's more like agents and managers. When I'm doing Countdown, it's like Get Up, but it's like powerful people, like decision makers, like owners. Like if you get something wrong, you like, nobody wants to come to Milwaukee and play Giannis. I look down at my phone, the Bucks ownership will text me. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, for real. That's their money. And watching my Pistons play, it's the first and probably only time we're going to lead the show with a win of theirs.
I can say the history that we've never done it before. We're never going to do it again.
For anybody that sees the show and I'm carrying a bat and I got on a Detroit hat and I'm bossing up and I'm saying, what up, though? I'm doing all of that. But you know what Demetrius and Jacoby and Davison and everybody on the show ain't letting me do? Lead with Piston and Lion topics.
No, we ain't doing that.
Because the rest of the world just kind of don't care.
No, they don't.
They kind of don't care. But today you have to care. You have to care. And my fellow Michigander, Flint Town, stand up, Kyle Kuzma. And I hope Joe Biden and the administration holds the Michiganders accountable for the Flint water crisis and finds a way to fix what's happening with that water. Because for those of you that have moved on, that is still taking place. Like a third world country, they cannot wash up using the water. Just think about that. They cannot wash up using their water. Oh, and by the way, the government also, and I'm going to get back to Kyle Kuzma, played a trick on us a long time ago. I pay a water bill. Why can't I drink the water from my faucet? Oh, it's because you want me to buy water from a bottle. Got it. So you don't even filter the water that I'm bringing out of my faucet because you want me to contribute to the bottling industry. Back to Kyle Kuzma. They were showcasing him yesterday, Jacoby, and I believe they were showcasing him to try to get in the Bradley Beal sweepstakes. I didn't want to say it on the TV show, But that's kind of what I was getting while I was watching the game. Because the audience of people that's texting me while I'm watching the game.
Woj said the Lakers would love.
It's all of the above.
Woj said the Lakers would love to get Bradley Beal. And I'm looking at the salary. I'm thinking, all right, Bradley Beal makes how much? I'm like, who could they possibly trade to make that work? Money-wise, what would they give up? They don't have their picks because New Orleans has all their picks until like 2035. So how do you put something together to get Bradley Beal on the Lakers? How do you put something together?
I got you.
You got
you.
You got me.
I got you.
You got
me. I got you.
You got
me. And it's January 29th, 2021. This is why you come to Jalen and Jacoby, the industry tastemaker show. This ain't at the bottom of the ticker. Ain't nobody else talking about this. Everybody else seen Kyle Kuzma 20-10, and they thought about the Lakers' depth. I saw him featuring Kyle Kuzma. I started texting people in the league that I know. That's what I was doing. And what I got from those correspondents is that, and I'm glad you told me what Woj said. I didn't know he said that. When he say that?
Yesterday on.
But everybody would love to get Bradley Beal.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, what team?
Yeah, but every,
what, I mean, yeah, what team is going to pass on Bradley Beal? Yeah, like, nah, we're good. Yeah, we got Jrue Holiday. Yeah. We don't need Bradley Beal.
Guess,
like,
yeah,
huh?
I guess. But shout to Woj. That's my guy. Not to, and we know he's dope at what he does. But here's what I'm really going to tell. Here's what I'm going to show you. The Lakers are going to keep Schroeder because he doesn't necessarily work against the cap when they re-sign him. So they'll get to his money. Mm-hmm. He'll be cool. But you got to sweeten the pot. And Kyle Kuzma ain't good enough by himself. The Lakers clearly don't have a lot of picks, and they have LeBron and AD, which clearly is going to lessen the value of those picks. So this is why you go deeper into the roster and look at players like
THT. I noticed THT's been playing a little bit more. He's been playing a little bit more. He's getting on the court a little bit more lately. Interesting.
I'm about to really give you some inside pull.
Okay.
I'm going to give you, and I ain't mad at LeBron for this because agents and managers and players have been doing it since the beginning of the time. It's just that they didn't look like LeBron and one of them wasn't their childhood best friends. Do you think LeBron is talking to the media about THT so that he could be a Laker? Or that he could help his value so that wherever he goes, Rich can get him paid? Because he ain't going to get paid with the Lakers.
When I hear LeBron sing the praises of THT, I'm just a civilian, so I'm thinking, oh, he's just trying to build his confidence. A young man, he's wearing the purple and gold, going to be in some high-pressure situations. Maybe he's just trying to build the young man's confidence. And I get laughed at from Jalen Rose because I believe it on surface value. So explain to me what he's really doing and how I'm being fooled as a member of the media.
So I remember when LeBron was playing in Miami and he went to one of the Hurricane College games. And we showed him on TV like he was just such a basketball savant and loved the game. And he couldn't beat without it on his day off. No, he was there to watch Zion.
Of course.
What are y'all thinking? Like, Well, he's at Ohio State game. Of course he's at Ohio State game. He signed a couple of their players. Of course he is big up wearing a Johnny Manziel jersey. He just got him in a McDonald's commercial. People forget LeBron James had a Johnny Manziel jersey. He got him in a McDonald's commercial while he was still in college. And so I bring that up because LeBron James is a person that saw THT's talent, and he told Rich and he told Lakers to pay attention to him. So now that the young fella has shown he can ball, he now becomes a value play in trade scenarios. But Kuzma, THT, Caruso, that still won't get it done.
Mm-mm.
That is not going to get it done.
I don't see what they put together to get it done. Like, and if you're talking about Ben Simmons out here and Michael Porter Jr. out there, and you want me to take THT and Kuzma? Like, no picks. I can't see that happening. But God bless him. So here's a question for you. Take me behind a curtain. You're Kyle Kuzma. All of a sudden, coach calls a play for you. You get excited. Next time down the court, Coach Paul calls another play for you because you score. You get excited again. At some point, you start wondering, why are they calling so many plays for me?
No, because human beings are selfish.
Mm-hmm.
And as the great American philosopher David Jacoby taught me, everybody's a hero in their own movie.
Yep.
So therefore, he ain't thinking about nothing except me at that moment. And as long as the coaches are going to keep calling my number, they finally came to their senses.
They finally came to their senses and are doing the right thing because I'm better than LeBron.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he's really thinking.
That's what he's really thinking.
Should have been did this.
Of course. Of course. Jalen, you know, my kids are all doing remote learning. So they're in the Zoom all day. Kind of pay attention, kind of not. But there's one kid.
All I want to do is Zoom.
Who changed his name in the Zoom to reconnecting so his teacher will never call on him. Soft move or boss move, changing your name to reconnecting on Zoom so you never get called on.
That's a soft move. You got to change your name back, young fella. You'll never have a career. As soon as they see your name on the resume, they're going to throw yours right in the garbage.
They're going to throw your resume right in the garbage. Not condoning it, but did you ever cheat at school on tests?
Of course.
Okay, good. I just want to see if you're going to be honest or not. Because I know you're an educator now. So sometimes, you know, there's certain things you could say and not say. That was just a check to see if you would tell the truth. I used to cheat, too. I used to tape stuff to my legs and wear shorts and then just pull up my shorts and have all the answers right there. Boss move.
Yeah.
I had all kinds of tricks.
No, what you do is I was the king to write a couple of formulas on my hand.
Oh, just to make sure I had them. Yeah, the hand move. Everyone knows the hand move. But I would write like a whole thing and tape it to my leg. And have shorts on and then just pull up the shorts so I can look at the answers right there on my leg, like in a spelling test or something. That was always one of my favorites. Now, Jalen.
Yeah, I write the formulas on the hand all day.
So I have a couple questions for you, all right? We're getting close to the Super Bowl. My Super Bowl tradition is to eat a lot of food, but watch it by myself in my bedroom with the volume on 100 and like take notes because I got to talk about it. It's, for me, it's like I don't get together. I don't throw a party. I don't have a party. I don't even have my kids in the room. Just me locked in on the game. What is your Super Bowl plan for 2021?
Mm-hmm. My Super Bowl plan changes each year. My Super Bowl plan for 2021, I will likely, it's not this weekend, it's next weekend.
Yep.
I'm going to try to come watch it with you. That's what I'm going to try to do.
Come watch it.
That'll make me happy.
Because my wife makes wings every Super Bowl, and she's got the best wings. I think you do the same thing. You bake your wings, right?
Yep.
Like, you don't fry your wings? Yeah, Joey does that too. Joey's got some banging baked wings. She'll make some jerked wings.
Yeah.
She'll make some buffalo wings. She makes all the wings. All the wings in the world.
That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna watch the game with you.
Yeah, come through. I got a big old screen because when we were doing the show from home, they needed for my background. They sent me this big huge TV, and I was using it as my TV. It's like too big. Like if you don't think you can have a too big TV, my TV's too big, and I love it. I'm gonna watch a game in 4K, volume on 100. I got a little seat for you, so I can lie down the bed. We don't have to lie down the bed next to each other. It'll be great. It'll be great. Look forward to that. Let's have time for a couple voicemails, so don't forget to call 985-80-JALEN and leave us a voicemail, and we'll play it on the show just like this.
Yo, this is Darian from Dayton, Ohio. Hey, hold on. Shout out Reg the Ledge. Hey, Reg, help me out real quick. So I appreciate everything y'all do. I appreciate y'all being there while it's being a tough time. Y'all continue doing what y'all doing. So, Jalen and Jacoby, please name everybody that helps you guys make this show and this podcast possible. Reg, obviously. Shout out to Reg again. But everybody else that's on the team, please shout them out so we can shout them out and let them know we appreciate them as well. You know what I'm saying? Keep giving the people what they want. I appreciate you guys again. Thank you.
Oh, no. See, dude, this is wrong. This
I
is
got
wrong.
This one.
What did you just say?
I got wait, this one.
What did you just say?
I got this one.
All right, let me take everybody behind the curtain.
I got
Jalen
this one.
Jalen always, he's such a nice guy. Jalen likes to buy food for everybody, and he's such a courteous person about everyone that helps him and supports him. And every day he tries to thank everybody that works on the show, and you've never got it right. And the audacity of you to hear that question and say, I got this one. I can't
wait. I got you.
I can't wait to hear you list the people that helped us make the show today.
Brianna, Andrea,
yep.
Tanner.
Yep.
Demetrius.
Mm-hmm.
OG Tommy.
OG.
Reg DeLedge. Pat.
Shout out to Pat.
Davidson.
Davidson, Drew. Devin.
Chris.
Cannon. Oh, someone said that in your ear. Someone said Chris in your ear.
Vasquez.
Who said it in your ear? Someone said it in your ear. Oh, I didn't know we were cheating now.
I remember seeing it on the email.
You don't
I
check
remember
your
seeing
emails.
It on the email.
Big shout to you. You know what? I think you did a pretty good job. Who'd we miss?
I just responded to an email
Demetrius,
yesterday about the comedy
miss?
Bracket.
Who'd we miss? Who'd we miss, Demetrius? We miss anybody? Rachel. Rachel. Got to hit Rachel.
I did good, Jesus. Though.
Yeah, I said it before. Rachel, I just want you to know, Rachel. I want you to know
best.
That I said it before he said it in my
you,
ear.
I love you, Rachel.
He said it before I said it in my ear. Who's that, Tanner?
I said Pat
Victor,
Gunther.
Of course. Big shout to Victor. And also, we got to shout out some of the OGs. Harlan Endelman, Bill Simmons.
Devin
Carlos
the Dude.
Sepulveda, Joe Fuentes.
Jill.
Helping us out. Part of the format. We appreciate everybody
Jill.
That helps make this happen, man. We appreciate everybody. And Jalen, we all appreciate you on your special day. So I know you'll be working on your
Big
birthday.
Big shout to Ray.
I know you'll be working late. But, you know, give me a couple hours on Sunday so I can raise one and celebrate you, my brother.
Rose, Adon.
Everybody else, call 985-80-JALEN. Leave us voicemails. We'll put them on the show. Jalen, happy birthday, my brother. We will be back on Monday.
Thank you,
Why
family.
Is that, Jalen Anthony Rose?
I appreciate the love, everybody. We're not done. We're not done. We are not done.